Spring can be a hectic time of year for farmers and ranchers, with calving, lambing, and planting often going on at the same time. This full schedule, along with the uncertainty of weather and other factors, can create a lot of stress in farm families. The South Dakota Soil Health Coalition has a special interest in mental wellness, with its members believing the resilience of the soil has direct implications on mental health. Coalition Director Sean Freeland, a farmer rancher near Caputa.
They understand the importance of taking care of your soil, and they've seen what that's done for producers and their families as far as mental health goes. Once you start to take care of your soil and understand how it functions, that soil takes on a lot of the roles that we as farmers and ranchers think that we need to do.
Freeland explains a healthy functioning soil can produce more nitrogen, lowering commercial fertilizer needs. Healthy soils take in and retain water better than soils managed conventionally, reducing reliance on timely rain. A 2019 mental health survey commissioned by the coalition found soil health-minded farmers and ranchers feel more optimistic than do conventional producers.
What we've seen over the last few years, Tam, is that the farmers and ranchers that are using soil health practices have less stress. There's just less going on that they need to worry about. That soil is taking care of them also.
Freeland invites ag producers looking for new ways of managing their operations to a 2026 South Dakota Soil Health School. Freeland will host the West River School on his ranch June 24th and 25th, with a second school slated in September near Twin Brooks. To learn more on healthy soils, visit sdsoilhealthcoalition.org. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.